This interview is taking place on September the 6th, 2016. The interviewer is Vivian Doyle, and the interviewee is Elizabeth Jeffcott, and we're talking about our time at Croydon High School. Elizabeth, do you remember the buildings of the high school, the old ones that have now gone?
I do, yes. They were very old. I remember the library, the old library, because they converted the gym into a library in my time there. Mm-hmm. And so I remember the old library. I remember when I first went there, we had to do an elocution test, a handwriting test, and a deportment test. And I failed all three, and had, while the rest of the school went swimming, I had to learn to speak properly, write properly, and deport myself properly. And at the end of each session, I had to go for an interview with Miss Adams in this old library to pass on to the next test. And by the time the year was up and I passed all three tests, the swimming lessons had finished, so that was it.
Do you remember the actual interview before they accepted you for the high school?
I do, yes. Yeah. I remember going, and I think there was the Croydon High School, Old Palace and Colombe, I think, headmistresses of. And I remember having to do a reading, and then you had to answer questions on this section that you'd read. Looking back, I don't think I fully understood what the process was. And then the letter came saying I'd been accepted for Croydon High School. And my parents were absolutely thrilled. And then I remember going into Croydon to buy the school uniform and being so proud of this new school uniform, wearing it on holiday before I actually started the school. So, yes, I remember that.
Remember the uniform?
I remember the uniform, yes. I didn't grow after the age of 12. I'm the height of 12 that I am now. And we had to go and be measured for these dreadful gym shorts. And the way they measured it was to get you to kneel on the ground, and they measured you from waist to knee. And these gym shorts were duly delivered. And by the sixth form, everybody else's had got lovely and short, and mine was still at my knees. Very unglamorous. And also my mother bought me a hat to allow for growth. And the joke at the end of the year was for everybody to try on my hat, which was came just above their eyebrows. Yes. And I didn't grow anymore, and I still had a too large uniform when I left.
Do you remember how you got to school?
Yes, I used to go on the bus.
From
Thornton Heath. It was the 109 or something like that. It's very strange because my grandson now has got a duvet cover with a picture of the 109 Purley bus on it. Yeah. It made me feel very strange when I went into his room and saw this bus.
Do you remember when there was a bus strike?
I do.
We walked to school together,
yes, I met you at the bottom of my road and we walked into Croydon.
Yes.
Carrying all our bags and everything. Yes, I remember that very well.
And once you started school, what were your first memories of the school?
Of it being entirely different to primary school, a whole different way of teaching. You know, you would, the teacher, whereas in junior school, you would be dictated to really what you, when you wrote it down. There you would have to listen to a sort of lecture, take notes in your rough book, and then put it into a fair hand afterwards. So it was an entirely different way of doing things.
Yes. I believe we were supplied with rough books.
We were.
Supplied with stationery.
Yes. And still had the inkwell, I think, didn't we?
Inkwell in the desk?
Or was it that junior school? I got them. Yes. And you had an ink monitor. You used to go around and top them all up.
Yes. And whose class were you in to start?
Miss Cotton. In 113, Yes. A nice lady who used to tell us all about her shares in Marks and Spencers and things. She used to read the Stock Exchange column in the paper every day to see how stocks and shares were doing.
And she taught scripture, didn't she?
I don't remember her being in my scripture class, but she was a really old-fashioned kind of teacher with a grey bun scraped back off of her head. And yeah, I remember as being quite kind and nice.
Yes,
not one of the scary teachers, not like Miss Jackson, who was everybody was terrified of.
Yes. What did she teach?
German. Right. Yes. But I had her for German in the sixth form, and she was an extremely nice woman, you know. And having been terrified of her, I found she was not the public image she tried to portray, but. Yeah. She was a nice person.
Do you remember prefects being on duty in case you were late in the morning?
No, I don't remember that. No, I don't remember that.
I do remember that. Did you have school dinners?
I think I did the first year, and then I said I didn't want school dinners anymore, and I used to take sandwiches, and we used to sit at those long benches in the hall.
Do you remember assembly, what we used to do?
Yes, well... yes, I can remember us all filing in and sitting on the floor, and then Miss Adams would come in her gown, because the teachers all wore gowns, didn't they, to morning assembly, which is another thing. And she used to take morning prayers and then used to read out what was happening during the day. And sometimes when the staff were having staff meetings, she used to take us en masse in the hall. She was an interesting woman who'd led an interesting life.
Yes. What do you remember about her?
I remember her. Everywhere she went in the world, she seemed to come across an old Croydon High School person. And I remember her telling us about she was camping in China or somewhere, and out of a tent crawled this lady who had gone to Croydon High School. And it was funny, I had a holiday in Canada and we went into an old antique shop in Vancouver Island. And there, pinned up on the desk, was one of the long school photos of Croydon High School. Years before, I think it was 1948 before us. But obviously an old Croydon High School girl had at some point emigrated to Canada, and when they came to clear out her house... There was this photo of Croydon High School in 1948. Yes. Miss Adams was in it. She was the headmistress then, and some of the others I recognised.
Mm. Yeah. But we didn't always have Miss Adams while we were at school, did we? There was a change. Do you remember
yes,
that?
She retired, didn't she? I think she had her portrait painted by Graham Sutherland.
Yes.
I think the governor's made a collection and had this portrait of her painted. And she was taken over by Elsa Cameron, who I believe had come from Rodine,
yes,
in Brighton. And she was nowhere near as cuddly as Miss Adams had been. I remember Miss Adams on the last day of term every year. We all used to have to file past her and shake her hand, and she would wish us a happy holiday.
Did you ever get sent to Miss Adams for misbehaviour?
No. I was too scared to be naughty. I can't remember ever.
Can you remember anyone at school misbehaving in that way? And what happened?
Yes, I can remember Claire Taylor. Sometimes I think the things she got up to were a bit spiteful, to be honest. I remember once she bought in a plank of wood that she'd drilled nails through. And one of the teachers had the habit of going over and leaning on a particular radiator as she was teaching us. And she laid this plank of nails on top of this radiator, hoping the poor woman would lean on it. I mean, that was spiteful, wasn't it?
Yes.
Who else can I remember who was naughty? I remember one girl, I won't name her, who was caught stealing some money that had been a collection for something. And I remember there was great shock about that. But that's about it. I didn't mix with the naughty girls. I'd been too scared of being involved.
Talking of collecting money, though, do you remember the Guild of Social Service?
I do, yes. Well, I remember the drama festival they used to have for Guild Day.
Yes.
And that was always a highlight of the school year.
Yes.
Each class would put on a performance of some related thing. And we used to have packed lunches in the in the classrooms instead of school dinners or whatever.
Did you perform in any?
Yes, I think I did. I think it was A Winter's Tale or something like that. But mostly I preferred to do backstage. I did makeup, the stage makeup, and I think we did lighting once. I remember one of the school trips we went to, was it the Strand Electric Company or something? A company that did stage lighting anyway, and that was interesting. Mm. Yeah.
Do you remember any other school trips that we did?
Yes, we went to the theatre a lot, and I used to love that. And I remember after I left the year before my contemporaries, and when they arranged a trip to theatre a couple of times up in London, they actually allowed me to go along. I think Anne used to get me a ticket, and I used to go along, meet them up, because I was working up in London, and I would meet them and go on. So I found that very enlightening and gave me a lifelong love of the theatre, which, you know, I'd only ever been to pantomime or something like that before, but Shakespeare and things.
So what was behind your decision to leave after 1 year in the sixth?
Unfortunately, it was my mum and dad. They were really, really pleased for me to go to such a prestigious school, but they had got no experience of further education. And I got to the age of, I think my dad had to sign to keep me there till I was 17 plus. And once I'd got to that stage, it was very much, well, I think you ought to go out to work now, dear, sort of thing, you know. I don't remember them being particularly pressuring me, and I think I was perhaps quite ready to, though I did miss school. I loved school and didn't particularly want to leave, but I think I realised that, you know, maybe it was time to go out on my own.
What job did you do to start?
Well, I worked at Thomas Cook's, a travel agents, which I absolutely loved, and it was through working there that I met the man I married, because I worked with his sister. And I was her friend before I actually met him. So by working at Thomas Cook, I met my husband.
And did you find that your time at the high school prepared you for work?
No, I don't. Not really. I think they were more interested in going on to further education. I don't think they were particularly keen on people who just wanted to leave. I remember another girl really wanted to do hairdressing, and they were not happy. No, I wouldn't say I'd been. In fact, I can remember when I went for the interview at Thomas Cook, feeling that I probably was unemployable. You know, I didn't feel I had the necessary skills, not realising perhaps, you know, how much my education had been an asset to me.
What were your qualifications when you left school?
I left with O-levels. I didn't do A-level. I did 7 O-levels the first time round, and then in the sixth form, I did 3 extra subjects, including German, British Constitution, and English Literature, I think.
And were you interested in your studies at school?
Some more than others. Yes, I loved history and geography and English literature. Not so keen on the sciences. I did okay, but I think I got to a point with maths in particular where I'd more or less reached saturation point. And I think we came to mutual agreement, the staff and I, that, you know, I probably had reached the limit of my understanding, and then and they said, you know, we're putting you down a set. It's not because you're not working hard or anything, but we realise that you've probably got to the extent of what you can cope with. My love of history and geography and English lit remains with me to this day. I still enjoy those subjects.
Good.